Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, we have a big night coming up. some big times coming up, and we want to have the appropriate champagnes or sparkling wines to go along with it.
Sure.
And you've done us a great kindness. You've done us a solid. You've gone out and looked up some things.
I know. Somebody had to do it, so I volunteered. I had a lot of fun with this. I found some terrific values, I think, as well as some pretty high-end stuff. So the thing about the holidays is if you're going to have an elegant dinner and it's going to be a relatively small number of people, spending a little money to get a better bottle of wine is probably a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just going out and it's going to be a big holiday gathering, then you probably don't want to spend a lot of money.
No, swinging from the chandeliers and drinking quality
right,
wine just right, doesn't mix.
Right. So that's why I kind of went all across the board in terms of some selections. Here is a really nice sparkler from Italy. The producer is Ferrari. It's a non-vintage. It's a Brut. It's 100% Chardonnay. This is sort of pale straw, very toasty citrus flavors on the lean side. Retails for about $22. So not inexpensive, but not expensive. Clearly, one of the great values in sparkling wine everywhere these days comes from Cava, the Cava area in Spain. This one is called Poema. I had not had it before. It's a non-vintage. This has wonderful, fresh, crisp citrus and green apple flavors. Over a nice sort of mousse. It's kind of the classic blend of Maccabi Ogirello, Parallea. And this one's going to sell for $13.
Whoa.
So you're not going to get hurt on that one at all. From Italy, a Prosecco Brut from Mascio, Mascio. Lovely wine. Sells for about $16. White peach flavors with subtle almond nuance and a nice minerality. That's a great bottle for $16. I liked it a lot. The Loire Valley, Alan, has always had some pretty nice sparklings.
Absolutely.
And they don't always get the credit that they deserve. A great producer is Bouvet.
Yes, indeed.
And they have a wonderful pink champagne, if you will. This is called Rosé Excellence. It's a vin mousseux, actually. It's 100% Cabernet Franc, which is a really interesting grape to turn into sort of a pinkish sparkling wine. $16 to $18.
What oh, my deal. Goodness.
Now, another one that comes from the Loire Valley is called Côte Mas. Again, non-vintage. This is a Crémant de Limoux. It's a blend of 60% Chardonnay, some Chenin Blanc, some Pinot Noir, and a little bit of a grape that I'm not familiar with called Mozac. Are you familiar with that
no,
one?
No, I don't know that
Me
one.
Neither. But $18. Citrus and green apple flavors, again, with a very gentle mousse, which is what you're going to get from a Crémant. Just a lovely, elegant bottle of wine for, again, a very reasonable price. Now, there comes a time when you want to spring for the big guys.
Yes, you do.
And I came across a label that I was not familiar with that I actually really like. It's called André Jacquard, J-A-C-Q-U-A-R-T. I tried three. This is a Premier Cru. It's a Blanc de Blanc, which means it's 100% Chardonnay. That's going to sell for about $60. That was quite good. A step up from there is the Grand Cru Champagne, the Blanc de Blanc, the Brut Nature, again, 100% Chardonnay. But the one that really stole the show for me was the Rosé de Saunier Premier Cru Champagne. This is 80% Pinot Noir, 20% Chardonnay. Wow. Great, rich depthness of flavor, just incredibly soft, wonderful sort of strawberry notes, just a big mouthful of pink champagne. I loved it.
We're going to put all of these on the website so you can look them up and go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.